It's an absolute disgrace, and the government are a disgrace to this country. They should be ashamed of themselves. Absolute shame. They're coming up with different ideas every day of the week. They're not telling us the exact facts of what people died from. Everyone is not dying from COVID. They're dying from other illnesses. And people are right to march in town, and if I was well enough myself, I'd march in town. And well done everyone that does march.
You're from Dublin.
I am.
Having a fag outside a coffee shop.
I am.
How do you feel about Dublin going into a sort of semi-lockdown, Dubliners not being able to leave the county?
It's a disgrace. They have the airports open. Close the airports. They should have done it from the beginning, 5.5 months into a pandemic. Right? And then they tell us to wear a mask. 5.5 months into a serious pandemic and they tell us to wear masks. They're having us on. To me, it's a big scam. It's a joke. It's a pandemic. It's not, you know, it's not there. There is a virus. I believe there is a virus, but it's no worse than any other flu virus.
You honestly feel that and you're not worried about your own health?
Oh yeah, I'm worried about my health, but not to do with the virus. No, no, no. If I get a flu, it could be just as serious as my health.
But it's not a flu.
Well, to me it is. It's no more than a flu virus. A doctor came out there last week. There's something not right in the whole thing. And to lock down the country again, we were locked down, we were cocooned for 16 weeks. I can honestly assure you, and the government of Ireland, I won't be going into lockdown again. I'd rather die.
You'd rather die? Yeah. Because you could die.
I'd rather die than...
But it will kill you. There's no cure yet.
Yeah, or even if there is cure, even if they bring out a vaccine, I won't be taking that.
I can go to Crete, but I can't go to Cork. It's ridiculous.
So you can go to Crete. You can go to the island of Crete in Greece.
Yeah, but I can't go to Cork.
And how does that make you feel, that you can't go to Cork, but you can go to Crete?
I just think it's totally ridiculous the way they're handling it. They should just lock everything down or else let it open.
So you think we should go back into lockdown like we did in March, April?
If that's what's needed, but we should stop flights, we should stop everything instead of this half-hearted crack.
And you feel like it's half-hearted crack?
Yes, and it's political.
And why do you think it's political?
Because we're not getting clear leadership.
And do you think we might get some advice from one coalition leader, and then we might get some other advice from the HSC, and then some other advice from NPHET, and it's all a bit confusing?
Yeah, and it's all being leaked and managed, and there's too many layers involved, and now they're putting another layer in. They should have gone back to the way they started it. Started handling it and direct and act fast rather than this waiting around.
And do you think there has been a delay?
Yes.
Like it's nearly Friday and there's been talk all week about doing something with Dublin and still it's all up in the air?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. One way or the other, we have to either lock down or let it happen.
I don't welcome Dublin going into level 3. I think I know there's been high instance of cases over the last few weeks. But I think sledgehammer to a nut is what they're doing. I think if they cracked down on the people causing the clusters, if there was a consequence to house parties, more control over that type of situation, it wouldn't mean that we would all be affected by a level 3.
Will you have to change your plans this weekend?
Not this weekend, but maybe next weekend, yeah, or the weekend after. I don't like being in confined to Dublin.
And do you feel like we're in limbo again?
Absolutely, yeah, I think we are. And, you know, the vast majority of people are, I think, playing by the rules. And I just kind of feel that we're being punished again for that. That's what they're imposing on us. So I guess we have no choice. We just have to go by the rules. And if everybody did, we wouldn't be in this situation again.
There are people that control the country and there's a reason why they do it. Obviously, it's to protect the country and to protect the people that's in it. What's the point in having the country if you haven't got people?
I think it's ludicrous. I mean, I've worked 6 months now at this stage. I just think, looking at that press conference the other day, they just really haven't got a clue. I don't believe in anything that they're saying at this stage. My daughter went to the school that was diagnosed first, and I just thought at the time, nah, these haven't got a clue. I just don't think from the start we've got it right at all. I really don't. If you're going to stop house parties, give them an option. There's just no option, isn't there?
So you're a bar worker?
Yeah. I've been out of work since 14th of March.
And how frustrating is that for you?
Absolutely devastating at this stage. It's just ridiculous it is at this stage.
And are you getting any type of COVID payment?
I'm getting the COVID payment, but I'm down like over 200 quid a week. And like down, I'm only seeing there today, they'll take a 50 euro off of this week as well. So like, it's madness.
And how is your mental health?
I do a bit of jogging, so that's keeping me going, but if I hadn't got that, I'd be banging the walls now at this stage, I would.
And financially, are you okay?
No, not really. Just that the stop credit unions and the savings is down to nothing now at this stage, but sure, there's a lot of people in worse situations than me. That's the way I look at it.
And what is level three? I mean, they announced these new levels. What does a level three mean to you? Do you understand the new system?
I do understand the system, but it's just people won't afford to buy it at all. But they're telling their people, like six people to a house now, but that's not being avoided now at this stage. So people just still won't avoid it, in my eyes.
Well, being at our age, I mean, we're being locked away again to let the younger people as such run riot in the country again with no regard for anybody.
So you think the young people are not taking it seriously?
Definitely not. No mask whatsoever, no mask on them either.
And how old were they?
I'd say the couples were in their 20s. The others might have been a little older.
And why is it that perhaps young people aren't taking it seriously enough? And how do you feel about going into level three? We could be banned from leaving the county unless for work.
Well, it won't affect us as such, but it will affect our children. I have a daughter now that has a trip booked down to Ratwood Peppa Pig, and she has to cancel it, you know, and she hasn't booked for ages.
Yeah.
It's Ratwood and Wicklow.
Wicklow, Carlow border,
It won't affect us, generally speaking. We'll keep doing much the same.
And will you travel? Will you eat out?
Yes, absolutely. Because we did everything right from the very start, so we'll just keep doing the same.
At our age, we've done everything right, but the younger people just don't seem to get it at all.
And you're over 70?
I'm 72, actually.
So I'm really, really terribly confused. I don't want to say naive, because we don't know what we're dealing with, but it is a bit it's very confusing. Am I allowed to say that it was
It's okay. Is it hard to keep up with all these new levels and all these new rules?
Yeah, it absolutely is. You need them to say what we'll do, and we'll do it. People do it. We're all wearing masks here. Look, everybody's wearing a mask. There's nobody without except me now. But, you know.
But you took it off just to have a chat with me.
I did. This is very true. I'm supposed to go to Cork next weekend, so no, I will not be leaving the county of Dublin. If they tell me not to, I won't. It's that simple. But I would prefer if things were clearer, that's all. I use Twitter, and listen to Gavin Riley and all that in the RTE news, and this is where I get my news. I love it. But it's always different. Every sort of 20 minutes, there's something different. And then people are arguing about 20 people here and nobody there, and you can't go to the shops and you can't go to the pub. Well, you can't go to the pub, that's fine, you know, but...
So you get your information from Gavin Riley?
I love Gavin Riley!
And if I told you he doesn't work for RT, he works for Virgin Media and
News Talk. Oh, does he? I didn't know that! I follow him on Twitter, he's really good. He's really, really good. I like him very much. So, I listen to Gavin Riley, believe it or not. He asks the questions I want to ask. Doesn't have the answers I want, but he asks the questions.
It is confusing. No real end in sight. You know, there's no level zero. If this is living with COVID, is this it for, 6 months, a year? Where do we go to after level one? Like, people have to get on and live with their lives. Whether I'll obey it or not, I just don't know at this point. It's frustrating.
And do you understand the levels, level five being the highest, level one being the lowest?
Yes, I would. And... I think it's nearly too detailed. It's, you know, if there was less levels and less control.
We should have just stuck with the phases. We all got the whole phases. Just bring back phases.
Phases was probably a lot easier to understand, yeah.
And will you stay in the county? Will you obey these restrictions?
I won't stay in the county.
You won't?
I'll adhere to social gatherings in houses, etc. But... No, not...
You're going to go past the county borders?
More than likely, yes. Outside Dublin.
We have to do what we have to do.
So you will go along with these regulations these restrictions?
Oh, of course, yeah. Yeah. I'm not on telly.
You're not on telly, but you're on radio?
Hmm. Oh, of course, yeah. Go with the regulations, yeah. I have my mask and my bag.
So you have your mask and your bag and you're just having a quick fag?
Yeah.
And how's it been for the last 6 months? And how do you feel about new restrictions? And do you feel like Dublin's going backwards, or do we need to go backwards to go forwards?
I think people want to cop on. Listen to what's being said. House parties are bad.
I don't know where we stand with everything. You don't know what to believe either. It's scandalous the way the airports and stuff are still opened as well. And people from other counties are able to come down here. And skills, especially skills as well. Like, there's more gatherings in the classroom. My son can't breathe. He had his mask under his nose and he said he was given out to because he couldn't breathe. It's just madness. Like, you know,
I don't agree with that, with the mask with the kids in school.
Should have face shields. Or something.
And is he in primary or secondary?
Secondary school. And he got given out to for having it under his nose. He said he couldn't breathe 8 hours a day in a classroom.
Did they not give him breathing breaks?
No.